Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues. Nixon
101. Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Fixin' 101. It's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. In the new music this week, we have Walter Trout, Alistair Green, Big Harp George, and Reverend Sean Amos. But the first track's from 1992, and it's from Robert Cray, who we haven't had on the programme for a while. It's the title track from his album, I Was Warned.
But like a fool I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone. The more people talked about her, the more I had to see. Had to find out for myself, what could she do for me? Her lips were so inviting, her hands soft to touch. After just one kiss, I knew I was out of love. From then on, I was hers to control. And knowing that, she robbed me of my heart. Oh, I was warned about her love, and I'll have to stay strong, whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone. Whether they're right or wrong, history is gone.
Track from that album from 1992. Next, I was having a long chat about music with Joe at the weekend, and so I thought I'd play this track because we were talking about Joe Bonamassa, and I was saying how a lot of blues purists won't entertain Joe Bonamassa, but what a great guitarist he was, and having seen him live in Leeds last year, I really appreciated his stage presence and the variety of music he played as well, from rock to blues. For this track, I'm going back to his album from 2004 called Blues Deluxe, and this is the title track, which was actually written by Rod Stewart. And the sleeve notes say it was inspired by the recordings of Jeff Beck. And Joe Bonamassa says, "People are shocked when I tell them that Rod Stewart wrote this song when he was playing with Jeff Beck. It's an amazing song that always gets the crowd going during my live shows. To me, this song epitomises the blues. It's amazing that the song was written in the late 60s by a white British guy. I always thought it was a cover. Shows the timelessness of the blues and proves that the blues is a living thing that evolves with its players."
Thank you. treat me so low down and dirty. You know what? Your heart must be made out of glass here.
Massa belting it out there in 2004, the title track from his album Blues Deluxe. Since then, of course, he's had Blues Deluxe Volume 2, that came in October last year. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker, and it's nothing but the blues with Steve Chesney. To find out more about us, then do look at that website of ours at vixen101.co.uk and the Facebook page, which will tell you what's happening on the station. You can listen live at the website if you're away from your radio, or you can listen on your smart speaker. We'd love to hear from you, so do contact us either through the webpage or Facebook, or by emailing admin@vixen101.co.uk. If you'd like to contact me, my direct email is steve.jesney@vixen101.co.uk. For the rattly old blues track of the week, it's Muddy Waters, and a couple of weeks ago I did a feature on the album Breaking It Up, Breaking It Down, which was Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter and James Cotton touring to promote Muddy Waters' album Hard Again. And I played a track from that album, I Can't Be Satisfied, and Muddy Waters said it was the song that made his career. So I thought we'd have it as the rattly old blues track of the week, because it was recorded in 1948. Muddy Waters, I Can't Be Satisfied.
Child, don't you worry, oh, woman, I'm trouble, I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't be fun. Well, I feel like snapping, pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wouldn't mind. Well, babe, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble, I was all good night. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little babe, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all right now. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on
going. Muddy Waters, 1948, with the song that he said made his career, I Can't Be Satisfied. And a complete contrast now from Walter Trout. It's from his album Broken that was released on the 1st of March. The track's called I've Had Enough, and it features Twisted Sister's Dee Snider. Talking about the song, Walter Trout says, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister put up a live cut of me on his Twitter and said, listen to this guitar hero, and we started talking and became friends. And he came into the studio, and I knew I had to write him a song, so I'm thinking, well, he did We're Not Gonna Take It, so I wrote I've Had Enough. And it's rocking, Walter Trout says.
Too bad. preachers, too many rules, too many politicians, too many fools, too many lawyers, too many banks, too many soldiers, too many tanks. I've been sanctified and terrified. I've been denied and thrown aside. You might say that I had it rough. I got to tell you people, I believe.
In Walter Trout and Dee Snider there with I've Had Enough from Walter Trout's album Broken, came out beginning of March. And looking at the release notes, he started a tour at the beginning of April in Denmark, and then it goes through Sweden, Norway, Finland, the Czech Republic, Germany, France, Switzerland and the Netherlands before heading to the US in July for a run of dates and then to the UK in October. Amazing to think that not many years ago Walter Trout was very close to death until he had a transplant, which was funded by crowdfunding that was organised by Danny Bryant and his wife. So I think we'll have something by Danny Bryant later. Next though, it's Big Harp George. And this album's due out 15th of May. Release notes say San Francisco singer-songwriter and harmonica man Big Harp George made a smart move going across the bay, taking his actor Kid Anderson's Greaseland Studios in San Jose to work with his team on the seventh studio album. And the pair enlisted top players to lay down a dozen new tracks of simmering soul, funk and jazzy blues, aptly named Cooking with Gas. Goes on to say how he's a San Francisco Bay Area blues singer-songwriter and chromatic harmonica player. It says the chromatic, compared with the 10-hole diatonic, more common to blues, has a distinctive voice, giving Big Harp George's sound a jazzy and sophisticated sound. It says he's increasingly recognised as one of the most incisive and often hilarious songwriters in contemporary blues. We'll have the title track, Cooking with Gas.
Kitchen wall not a year ago. Had to have a crane lift in my new stove. Damn thing is heavy as a Cadillac car. Friends came to marvel from near and far. Cooking with gas, cooking with gas. Only chance I ever had to look. Just a
the same as eating a gun.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
Natural gas ain't what it's supposed to be. Burning up the planet to a terrible heat. Switch to indulgent old frying hell. Who's gaslighting who? I barely can tell.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
Gotta lose my stove to save my own ass. Now you're coming round, trying to ruin my fun. Telling me it's just the same as eating a gun.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
You scream child abuse, say I poison my kids. Cooking them hot breakfast,
baking, making grits.
What's a man to do with this free advice? Sorry, brother, thoughts I'm thinking really tonight.
Cooking with gas, cooking with gas.
Gas from Big Heart George, title track from his album that's due out 15th of May. Due out on the 17th of May on Rough Records. It's a new album from Alistair Green called Standing Out Loud. We don't have the album yet, but we have a single from it. And Alistair Green says it was co-written with Lonnie Trevino. This album's his 11th album. We've played Alistair Green on the programme lots of times before. The single then, Am I to Blame?
Too soon.
to Blame from Alistair Green's forthcoming album Standing Out Loud, due out mid-May. I said how Danny Bryant and his wife crowdfunded to pay for a transplant for Walter Trout a few years ago when he was close to dying. Walter Trout's obviously fitting well now and touring again, but I thought we'd have this from Danny Bryant's album that was released May 2013 on Jazz House Records, the album Hurricane. This is Prisoner of the Blues. Blues from Danny Bryant's album Hurricane from 2013. Danny Bryant, of course, being a protege of Walter Trout when he was young, along with lots of other guitarists, including, just reading about online, Ian Parker, Lawrence Jones and Mitch Laddie, to name a few. Next, a new album's come in from the Reverend Sean Amos that we've been playing on the programme for many years. This album's called Soul Brother Number 1, due out on the 3rd of May. The release notes say it's his most personal and ambitious work to date. It says the award-winning author, Grammy-nominated producer and multimedia storyteller returns with 10 songs shot through with the exhilaration, pain and vulnerability of being an African-American artist in a world on fire. And rather than shrink from increasingly dire news reports or life's curveballs or haunting memories of a fraught Hollywood childhood, Amos wrangles all of it into block party rave-ups, soul-stirring ballads and sinewy, defiant blues rock, all with a distinctly 70s sensibility. And Amos says, I'm throwing myself out there. I never sung like this before, never written this direct before, but I'm still firing on all cylinders. So here I am in all of my joy and rage. This is the title track, Soul Brother Number One. Soul Brother Number One, the title track from Reverend Sean Amos's new album, and quite a departure to some of the music of his that we've played on the programme before. We've had things that he's recorded in his kitchen, inviting people in on a Sunday morning to have brunch and record music with him in an acoustic style, but that was quite different, and the whole album is more band music, if you like. Next, we'll go back to Taj Mahal's new album, released on the 22nd of March, called Swingin' Live at the Church in Tulsa, the Church in Tulsa being the recording studio originally set up by Leon Russell back in the day. We'll have this track from the new album, called Slow Dragger, originally released in 2008 on the album Maestro. stuff. Taj Mahal recorded, as I said, at a recording studio, but live in front of an invited audience with Slow Drag and the album Swinging Live at the Church. While we're in acoustic mood, we'll have one from Sue Foley's latest album, One Guitar Woman, celebrating the music of lots of female blues artists from the past. It was released in February, this album. This song was written by Geechee Wiley and Elvie Thomas. It says they only had 6 recorded songs together, but they left an enduring impact on classic country music, and the compositions included this one, Motherless Child Blues. Sue Foley says their songs possess a haunting quality, addressing universal themes of loss, relationships and war. The lyrics touch on travel, heartbreak, violence and female empowerment, challenging social norms of their time.
My mother told me just before she died. 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 Oh, my daughter, please don't be like me. Daughter, daughter, please don't be like me. Daughter, daughter, please don't be like me. To fall in love with every man you see, but I could not listen to what my mother said. Did not listen to what my mother said. I did not listen to what my mother said. That's the reason why I'm standing here today. My hands and crying. often get satisfied.
Motherless Child Blues, then, from Sue Foley, from her album One Guitar Woman, released around February time this year. We're out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, that you'll join me next week here on Vixen 101 for some more of the blues, the whole blues and nothing but the blues. I mentioned that Mitch Laddie was one of Walter Trout's protégés back in the day. We haven't had him on the programme for years. I notice on Facebook he's always still very active up in the North East playing live gigs. But this album takes me back to the early days of Vixen 101. It was released in 2012, Mitch Laddie's album Burning Bridges. This is Inner City Blues.
Before we see a child.